You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 462, and we're coming to you with an artist of the month for, of course, the new month, February, and we're here with Hal Kali. I'm Shana.
And I'm Connor.
And we're excited to jump into this iconic pop duo.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Before we get into it, we have one quick announcement for you. We would love to have you on our team. We're looking for various staff members. You could be an audio editor, content producer, or even an on-air host, and I think that you'd have a really fun time, like we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be joining one of the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcasts out there. And so if you're interested, and you want to go and, you know, like host with us or content produce and all of that, you can go see our website at jtop10.jp/join for more details.
Yeah, we're a fun group of people for sure. Absolutely. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm convincing myself. Absolutely.
No, we really are. Like, I've met so many great people on this show. So I think that you'd be crazy, like, not to enjoy this podcast, you know?
That is true. That is true. I mean, and not to mention, we have some very cool artists and songs that we cover. And I think today's artist is one of my new favorites. I normally start every episode saying that, like, I've never heard of these artists before. And as much as I would like to break tradition, I had never heard of Hal Kali before, you know, we started this episode. But just for a little bit of background, Hal Kali was a J-pop and hip-hop duo, which was composed of two members, Halka and Yukali. And they were active from around 2003 to 2012. So, I mean, early 2000s, which is such a vibe as far as the Japanese music industry goes.
Yeah, no, I'm the same boat. I've never heard this group before, but I'm so glad that I've, you know, had a chance to listen to them and learn about them, because I, you know, it's very nostalgic just kind of listening to them, as you guys will, you know, listen to them soon. And I think that they started performing around like the golden era of, you know, the 21st century. And so I'm very excited to, you know, to show this music to you guys if you're not familiar with it. But some more information. They were both close friends since they were in elementary school. After attending the same dance school together, they were chosen among hundreds of entrants who auditioned to join a female hip-hop unit held by Rip Slimes, Yozi, and DJ Fumia in 2002.
I think we spoke about this in the last episode as well, but like groups, bands that like start from a young age are genuinely like endgame. This is it. Like, it doesn't get better than this.
That's a really good point. No, I like, this is another group that, you know, they met when they were kids, essentially. And that's just, I think that's maybe like it's like the secret formula to creating a great, like, you know, J-pop, J-hip-hop, J, you know, etc. group is just make sure you know each other since high school or grade school.
I would actually agree. I feel like that is the analysis we've come to after, like, you know, a couple of hundred episodes. But just for reference, this band is clearly a powerhouse because they released 5 albums and 17 singles over the course of their career. And their debut album, Halkali Bacon, reached number 5 on the Oricon charts and marked the first album by a female hip-hop artist to enter the top 10 in the chart's history. What girl bosses. I love this. I'm so proud of them. Yes, represent.
No, exactly. That's such a very big, like, it's a very big feat. Like, it's very rare, I think, for groups to make such a big impact on, you know, the music industry with their first, you know, full album. Like, that's just outstanding. And I'm, you know, it makes sense, though, because, you know, like, I guess we're talking about them now, but once you hear them, you will see what we're talking about. You'll see what the hype's about.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just like talking about that, I think something that's also really important to mention is the fact that even like now, we don't really hear too much about like girl duo groups. I feel like the biggest female sort of J-pop artist today would be like AKB and that entire like franchise. So, I mean, it's always fun to explore, especially like early 2000s, like music duos, which were girls, or music groups that were girls, I think before AKB kind of revolutionized that side of the industry.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think it is like pretty rare, especially during this time. I think there were even less, like, you know, all female groups out there that were, I guess, you know, like kind of at the forefront of the industry. But I am happy to see like lately there's been a lot of, like, I've been actually a big fan of like Japanese rock, you know, and like indie rock. It's like there are so many like all female groups there. I included a few of their songs in some past episodes, but it's like I'm glad to see that maybe they actually provided like inspiration for these groups that we have now. You know, that's an interesting thought.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, but if you guys are, you know, attend anime expos, Halukali, they performed during the 2007 Anime Expo in Paris, as well as Anime Central in Chicago and the Japan Day Festival in New York City in 2008. And so I guess, you know, they were probably at their peak, you know, around 2007, 2008, which, you know, is interesting. That's like right in the middle of their career.
No, absolutely. And I mean, after ending their contract with Epic Records, which was, I think, their first record label, Halka went on to become a published photographer with exhibitions in Japan and, of course, internationally. So she's also started up like a cute little pop-up vegan cafe, which I love. That is, this is what career growth should look like, going from being like a brilliant pop duo to like running a cafe. And she is also a mother to an 8-month-old son, which is adorable. And of course, Yukali went on to be a nutritionist and catering planner. And she's the mother of a 4-year-old. So clearly both of them, like that like childhood parallel paths continued with both of them kind of working in the food and beverage industry. It's very cute, like, to see the growth there. We love that.
Yeah, that's actually amazing. I love to see, and I feel like Japanese artists particularly, they are so skilled, not only in music, but also in like their own hobbies, like a public photographer, you know, a cafe owner, you know, a nutritionist. Like that's after their, you know, world shaking music career, which is just amazing. Like, and they're also parents. Like, that's just, that makes me smile.
It's very nice to see that growth, you know, that like lives aren't shattered after,
yeah,
like the breakup of a group. I feel like we've dramatized that like life, but I like this.
Yeah, and also goes to show that, you know, musicians, they don't have to go on, you don't have to stick with the music industry. Like, it's also very common for them to leave the music industry altogether and, you know, pursue their own, you know, their new interests and their own careers. And so I think it's really nice that they both had that, I guess, that, like, initiative, you know. Just a quick interjection before our next song. We have another announcement, and this is going out to the indie bands or artists out there. And so if you're interested in being featured on our podcast, you can reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. You can spell that N-O-L-A. at jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode, so see our website at jtop10.jp for more information. And without further ado, here's our next song, which is Giddy Giddy Surf Rider, or Dangerous Surf Rider, from July 9th, 2003.
Number 4.
Again, that was Giddy Giddy Surf Rider, or Dangerous Surf Rider. So this song is Halkali's third single, released in 2003 and produced by Yozi and DJ Fumiya of Rip Slime.
It reached number 10 on the Oricon charts, as of course Halkali does.
Yeah, this is the first one you've listed that has it's reached the number 10, you know, the top 10, right? Like, I think that's actually amazing. Like,
I think their rise to fame was here. Actually, no, this is still on. This is a single, so it's not on my favorite album, Halkali Bacon. I love that name. Oh,
no, it's surprising too, because this is one of their earlier singles, and it was towards the beginning of their career, and so reaching number 10 on a single that's just phenomenal. Like, that's like good for them. But the music video, it features a confrontation and dance battle between Bo Zosoku and Sukeban group. What?
just questions.
Right? It's so interesting.
It's giving beach confrontation. Wait, oh my god, wait, there's that one movie that's like, it's a really famous movie and it's slipping my brain right now. West Side Story. It's giving West Side Story. Oh my god. My brain broke for like 5 minutes. But it's giving West Side Story.
Yeah, no, that actually, yeah, because like the opening scene, like, it's just like singing and two groups dancing off with each other, you know, and it's that's very cool. That's very cool actually. And I guess it definitely does go with the song, you know, Dangerous Surf Rider. I think that that was definitely intentional.
I mean, as it goes with Halkali and their themes, they were really on point. And of course, the music provides the perfect backdrop for all of it. You know, I really enjoy this song actually. I feel like Halkali has definitely created like songs for a fun summer playlist.
Yeah.
And I feel like this would kind of be on there as well.
Oh, definitely. I agree. It's actually already on my summer playlist. So I'm way ahead of you.
10 steps ahead, clearly. But I mean, I guess before we kind of drop down into our last couple of songs, we have an announcement. So if you want to advertise on our podcast, you can. You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. And we have advertising costs that'll fit your company's budget, so you can check out all the details at jtop10.jp. And I guess that kind of brings us to our last three songs, the heartbreak. No more.
The best ones.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's never really the end. You can always go and listen to more if we have.
Oh, they have so much.
I hope we've convinced you about like Halkali's absolute like amazingness. But we're down to our next song, which is Kyo no Watashi wa Kigen ga Ii, which is I'm in a Good Mood Today, and it was released on May 30th, 2012.
Number 3.
Yeah. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
And that was Kyo no Watashi wa Kigen Gai, and it was featured on Halkali's 2012 album Harukari no Okawari, which is another helping of Halkari.
That's actually really interesting. This is, you know, one of their last few songs, and I actually, you know, I think this one, you know, I think it's also quite mature, you know, in terms of their sound. And so you know, it's interesting comparing with their songs released from 2003, like Strawberry Chips, you know, that also sounded kind of serious, but, you know, they kind of, like, I feel like they kind of went back and found, you know, like this, you know, this more serious tone of, like, you know, of just, like, I don't know, like mature performance. You know, that's the best way I can describe it.
No, absolutely. I do think it, you know, it, because as you said, it's one of the, like, last few songs, I think they definitely did decide to, I think, take a step back from the really upbeat pop sounds that they had made so far. And I, like you said, there's a more mature kind of sound here as well, which is reminiscent of their first couple of albums.
Yeah. And while there's no official YouTube video from them on this song, there's actually a lot of covers of other people, of other artists performing it. And so there's tons of content on there to check out, and so I definitely would recommend that if you choose. But this is more of a melancholic track, as you can tell. It's about someone who is in a rare good mood because she's wearing a new outfit, and will be ashes by the time a good day comes. So I think it's again like a mature song, and the lyrics are also very deep and, you know, I also kind of innocent in a sense, you know.
No, absolutely. I think the themes that this song takes on is very different from the themes that, or the kinds of music that Halkari put out while they were together. And I actually really like the song. It's a nice, it's very refreshing, and it also showcases their range. I really liked that they clearly have range here. You could hear that in the first couple of songs, like from the 2003 album, but I like that, you know, they kind of went back to that. It kind of feels like going back to your roots in some way.
That's a good point, yeah. So I think it's, yeah, it really is nice that they kind of came back to their roots, like you said, at the end. And I think that there is some very high quality music towards the end. You know, I think all their stuff in the middle was great. And we've you know, featured a lot of those songs, you know, on this episode. But I think it is, you know, it's really nice that they you know had this change of heart, I guess I would call it. But this next song I want to introduce is actually very catchy. I find it to be their most catchy song. It's called Tandem from January 8th, 2003.
Number two. Thank you.
just listened to Tandem. So Tandem was Halkali's debut single and was featured on their debut album, Halkali Bacon, released in 2003. So Sean, I know you probably love this song, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the vibes here are amazing. See, I know I may sound sarcastic when I talk about how much I love like 2000s pop, because it's so different from like the modern version, like modern electronic / acoustic sounds.
Right.
But I cannot express how genuinely happy these songs make me. It's like a little shot of dopamine. And for reference, this track was produced by DJ Fumiya and hip hop group Rip Slime. And they founded the duo as well. So clearly he's had a hand in their songs from the beginning.
Yeah, no, as you pointed out, they DJ Fumiya, they played a very, huge role in this group's success, I think. So it's definitely necessary to go and give them proper credit. But I guess another thing is, like, listeners, they'll compare the style of the song to Puffy, or Puffy AmiYumi, if anyone's familiar. Are you familiar with that?
Of course. The best artist ever.
Yeah.
Puffy AmiYumi is like Japanese music's icon. And that is exactly the vibe that this song has. It is a very accurate comparison to make. So if you love Puffy or you hate Puffy, I'd still suggest go listening to the song just be in shock at how similar that sound is.
Yeah.
But like I said, it is like very reminiscent of 2000s Japanese pop, right? So definitely a song of the times.
Yeah, and if I'm not wrong, I'm now remembering that we actually recorded an episode on Puffy. I think we actually had an Artist of the Month episode on Puffy, and so you can go to our website and find that. But yeah, that's actually, it's all coming back to me now. Yeah, they're a very, very, very similar group.
And I mean, completely agree, but I think something kind of heartbreaking is that we're down to our last song. And I guess that would be heartbreaking for you guys as well. And we want to change that. So if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club at just $1 a month. So you can support our podcast and get more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And of course, you can hear like me and Connor and everyone else kind of talk fangirl and give long, elaborate explanations and theories as to why Japanese music is musicking so hard.
Yeah, and I never like to just, be sad about the end of the episode, because I think it's actually time for celebration, because the moment we finish this episode, we'll start working on the next episode. And so that just means more content for you guys, and more fun talks with, me and Shauna. And so I prefer to look at it, more positively, I'd say.
So there are 2 types of people in this world. But nonetheless, I guess we are down to our last song, which is Halkali with their song Long Kiss Goodbye, which was released on November 12th, 2008.
Number 1.
変な声とくしゃくしゃに笑うブサイクな顔止まらない汗目をこする癖どうせつまらないあいつの特性似ても似つかない二人のスタイル無駄にシャイセンスはややない嘘つく時の含み笑いうざいとっくにバレバレめんどくさいたまたま彼氏がいないタイミングで暇つぶしてどの恋って友達にも言い訳しててまさか私が追いかけてるなんでつまらないジョークはいつもくどくどこまでも続く飽き飽きなトークその度ロック今度は私からノック私なりに愛されたい溢れる
You just heard Long Kiss Goodbye, and this is a melancholy love song released as a single in 2008, and it was featured on 2010 album Tokyo Groove.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, like, even though it's a melancholic song, I actually, you know, it still has that 2000s pop feel to it that, you know, makes it not completely depressing, you know? And so this one, I really did like this song a lot. And I think that it's very popular for a reason because it was used as a seventh ending theme for Naruto Shippuden, which is a phenomenal anime. It's very long, of course, but it's definitely worth the watch. And I think it's also important to note that this on Spotify, this song actually shows up as like one of their most popular song. And so I think that, you know, it has a lot of reasons to have the standing, the status that it has, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, of course, I think most Naruto fans kind of, like, the minute they hear it, they're like, oh, wait, I've heard this before. But the popularity of the show nonetheless brought the duo international fame and acclaim. And Harukari was even featured as a guest at the anime convention Anime Central in Chicago in 2008. So I guess this was that moment where they like kind of shot to international fame and success. And he loved that for them, right? It's also the perfect song to kind of end because, like you said, it definitely had the pop vibe to it, even though, you know, it you know, is about something like sad, like melancholic love, if you kind of listen to the lyrics. But it was... I really like the song, like you said. I mean,
yeah,
it goes back to the more kind of mature sounds that Harukari gave us over the course of their career.
Yeah, no, I really like this, you know, all of the songs we presented today. I'm glad that, you know, so many of our favorites were featured. And so I'm very pleased, you know, with this episode. And I hope that, you know, you listeners out there, I hope that you you also had as much fun as, you know, as we did, and we do. And so, yeah. And also, if you're, you know, as curious about the next episode, Tassi and Miyabi will bring you a new top 10 countdown for February, a little over a week from now. So stay tuned for that.
And I guess that's it from us and Halkali. And I guess if there's anything you take away from us from this episode, it would be, one, of course, listen to this absolute girl boss powerhouse duo. I'm thinking of adjectives right now and I'm drawing blanks. But also, as you listen to them, go check out the music videos. You will not regret it.
You won't. You will not. All right. Well, I think that's everything. So thank you for listening. Again, I am Connor.
And I'm Shauna. And I guess, hope you enjoy the next episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.